going on, you New Year's nugs? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live!
It's pre-recorded.
It's pre-recorded. Yeah, what are you going to do?
It's good to be back.
So you want to
had a week off.
Notify everyone what we're planning on doing moving forward?
It's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Well, let's just put it all out on Front Street. YouTube is changing their TOS again in regards to monetization and certain other things. They have gotten to the point now where they can no longer just discriminate based on what you think and, you know, whether or not you're following the correct soyance. But now, you can't swear too much.
And that's my bread and butter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, as a result, over the coming months, you are going to start to see less and less of this content coming out on YouTube. There will still be bits from live streams, things like that, little snippets posted here and there. But for the most part, a lot of the really good stuff and the really good
pop
butts... Those are all going to be on new tech platforms. And if you haven't started following us on those platforms, you're really screwing up by the numbers.
Yeah, apparently. It's a shame.
And yep. I love getting those emails. You guys really need to get on BitChute. I've been on BitChute for like 5 years, bro.
Yeah, we were what? We were like there when it just opened.
Yeah, we have almost 20,000 subs on BitChute.
Yeah. Yep. And then...
still wondering where the live streaming is.
We're doing good on Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumble's blowing up. Odyssey's doing well. MGTOW.TV, the best chat for live streams because you can literally post anything there.
Yeah.
Well, some things, you know, we're not going to go into snuff territory.
No. If it's getting to the point where we can't even have conversations with any kind of swear words in them, you know, I mean, it's getting ridiculous. And I, as a betting man... The financial state of YouTube and Google's probably not that good with the amount of censorship. Their censorship was so extreme, and it's becoming so extreme, they literally created their own competition that will wind up strangling them out.
YouTube keeps doing this. I'm sorry, it's going to be the beginning of the end. We've already seen it tapering off for years.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that we know sites like Rumble are becoming household names at this point. They're being traded publicly on NASDAQ. That wasn't there 5 years ago.
Nope.
It began with the demonetization. Well, we need to limit the monetization because we want to make sure that the right ideas are getting out there. And well, now you can't even curse.
Well, YouTube wants to become legacy media. They're putting together a bunch of arbitrary rules and bullshit, and they've created their own competition.
Yep.
Now, are we going to, delete all our stuff on YouTube? No.
No, it'll stay there.
It'll stay there. But we are going to severely limit what's there and focus to other platforms.
Joker said it best, man, when he was talking about that. When you have to constantly wrap your mind into pretzel knots... just to get your point across so that you don't run afoul of some amorphous, ever-changing TOS, it stops becoming fun and it becomes a job.
Yeah. Though I don't want what I'm doing to become like, feel like a job you're trapped in.
No.
You know, I'm not trying to do that to anyone. I actually do this because I enjoy it and I'm putting numbers on that board. That's
right.
Pretty much mission number one.
502. That's the best Christmas present we got all year.
Yeah, and at Redonkulous, we rip on everyone. If it's wrong and ridiculous, it's Redonkulous and it's open game, and that applies to the left and the right.
And you can't have open season if you're constantly being told you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. This group of people is protected. You can't fetishize body parts of a specific gender, even though you can't define what that gender is anymore without offending somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
You're fetishizing women. Define a woman. Well, I'm not a biologist.
Okay. Yeah.
I got you.
So you want me to follow some nebulous rule that you yourself made up, but you can't really justify it with anything that exists in the real world. Got it.
Razor fist nailed it, man. It's not get woke, go broke. It's... go broke, get woke, then fucking croak.
It's going to start heating up here because we are now on the downward spiral to the 2024 election.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And
they're turning up the heat the next couple of years, I guarantee.
They've already showed their game plan at the midterms. I don't see anything that's going to correct that unless enough people get upset and they decide to correct it themselves, which I believe you're going to start seeing that happening. It's not
going to be good.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I'm hoping that we could turn it back without any of that craziness. But as a realist, when I compare what's going on now to similar things that happen in history, it's pretty much a lock. That's where we're going.
The only X factor, of course, is just how complacent are people going to be? How much is it actually going to take? I thought I would have kicked off before now, even at the rate things are going. But apparently, as long as people got their streaming services and their own pay on their phones, they just kind of will roll over and take it.
That's right.
And govern me harder, Daddy.
And until people can't feed their children, heat their homes, drive their cars, you know, or earn a living.
Yep.
Then you can see most people continue to be complacent.
Well, in that case, then we need to be looking long and hard at Germany. They will be a litmus test because there's a lot of European countries right now where they can't afford to heat their home.
Yep.
Where the food is definitely becoming sparse.
Mm-hmm.
And, if they don't stand up, we'll know what Americans can expect.
Yep.
In which case, it would not end with a bunch of bangs, but with a pathetic whimper. Yeah. And playing in the background, Netflix.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the way of the world. What can we do?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
Nah.
Well, we can do what we've been doing. Drinking, talking shit, saving lives, and hopefully cluing you guys into some of the intricacies of the propaganda, because it's out there.
Yeah, and listen, it is. I'm going to be honest. Most of the stuff you're seeing out there has been twisted to become propaganda of some form.
Oh yeah, and propaganda exists on all sides,
mm-hmm.
And it can be good and it can be bad.
It does, and it's also a perspective of who's receiving that propaganda, who decides what's good or bad. All right, the left, who's making this propaganda, probably think it's a good thing. We on the right, we don't think so.
Not so much.
I would just love to be told the truth.
Yeah. And, there's people talk about the Uniparty saying that there's really no difference between the two sides. Well, that's up on the hill. Those are the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Down here on the ground, you have real butting of heads. You know, you've got completely immoral degeneracy being passed off as normality versus traditional values that we know work because, hey, they got us through thousands of years of living in caves and trying to carve wheels out of wood and slinging women over our shoulders. It got us here.
Now
all of a sudden in the last 100 or so years, that's become a bad thing, even though it allowed us to become the dominant form of life on this planet.
Correct.
And yeah.
We'll see what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. The people who trust the science love to disregard that. Oh, we've moved beyond that now. Oh, okay, so the past doesn't matter, except when you're trying to make me pay reparations.
Yes, and you want to guilt me into compliance. Yeah, go. Yeah. I'm not even going to say the F word.
Suck a dick!
Yeah, there you go. It is what it is.
I flip you. Flip you for real. They say that on all the gaming channels now for kids. They don't say the F word. They say flip.
Yeah.
So as soon as I heard that, I imagine Benicio del Toro in The Usual Suspects. Hey, flip here. Flip you for real.
I love that.
We can do that now. Flip you for real.
I'm attacking this whole culture war just like an unconventional warfare. So, yep. You know, it is what it is. Unfortunately, I'm the little guy right now, and I have to take steps to make sure my operations are effective, hit the targets I want, get the ideas and points across using logic, reason, and common sense, which in today's day and age is exceedingly rare.
People have become so complacent, so lazy. They're used to having all the answers at their fingertips, so they don't even think to go and look for them. They read the headline, and then they ignore the article. And they think that they're informed. What I thought was it Mark Twain who said, if you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you watch the news, you're misinformed.
Yeah, that's one of his quotes.
It's as true now as it ever was. In fact, probably more so. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah.
And, you know, your partner, the Big Mike.
Big Mike!
The Big Mike, who totally doesn't have one of these.
Yeah, there you
hanging
go.
Hanging down there. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, could be wrong. It's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
a term that was, by the way, invented by the CIA after the assassination of JFK, and now we know that the CIA had a hand in it. Think about that. You can't write this shit.
No, we already knew what happened. I mean, it's just stupid. And it's a crime. This is another video, but the fact that we are purposely denying the truth to the public to protect people that actually did these heinous things is absolutely reprehensible.
Well, it's just hilarious now, like the Andrew Tate situation.
I want to see the facts on that. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon and take sides.
It's a little coincidental that he was arrested within 24 hours of trolling a globalist puppet.
Yep.
A little bit of a coinky dink. I'm not saying that one absolutely must have something to do with the other, but I would be shocked if some of that didn't come together in some way.
Yep.
It's a little too convenient.
What are you gonna
do? I mean, it's not like you've gotten phone calls from alphabet agencies over what we do or anything like that.
Yeah, in the past I have. But I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not plotting anything. I'm not advocating for anyone to go out and do any violence. When I do talk about such things, it's usually in a historical context, or it's followed up with, I don't want that to happen, because I don't.
No.
Because I've seen war firsthand, and it is absolutely just devastating for everyone involved, and I don't want to see that.
You've been there. You've seen war.
The real deal.
You know what it looks like up close and personal.
Yes.
Did you want that to come home? Yeah, probably not.
That's one of the main reasons I stayed in the military, so that shit wouldn't come here. A lot of good that did me.
Yeah. Well, this is the new battlefield, right?
It is. It is.
You are watching this on your battlefield of choice.
Correct.
Because it's right now it's an information war.
Mm-hmm. And all I'm doing is honoring the oath I took when I enlisted and re-enlisted many times in the military.
Exactly.
And the only thing is I'm old and, you know, there's really not much I could do other than fight on this level.
Yeah, I mean, did you think that you were going to go from one battlefield to the other when you were retiring?
Nope.
But I will say this. We don't have an actual end date in mind for when we're going to start putting out all of the, you know, the individually recorded, the pre-recorded material on New Tech exclusively. But it's going to start happening.
Yes.
And it's probably going to be whittled down at first by subject. Because certain things...
Can't talk about.
Can't talk about them. And it really doesn't have anything to do with the monetization thing about it. We don't care whether or not this channel is monetized. What matters is whether or not the message gets out.
Correct.
And if YouTube is going out of their way to curb that message, even though it saved 502 plus lives...
Fuck you and all your motherfucking friends!
And let me just say one thing to YouTube and to people out there who are completely in favor of this sort of information suppression just because it manages to fit your cognitive bias. The side that applauds and utilizes censorship never fucking wins in the end.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, the people get pissed off enough. It doesn't matter how many bread and circuses you throw at them.
We really are only 1% of the population, and now we got 99% of it outside our front door, and they're all pissed off with sticks and swords and torches.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's bad.
Not a damn thing.